There is a risk of there being district transmission, and therefore pack and save or place like Bells could become an area of a place of interest. If that was the case, it would only close for about 48 hours, deep clean, and then reopen again. I think the supply's there. It's more when you are limited in the ability, when you travel from like Te Hapua down and you can only get like two things of this or two things of that, it's the cost and expense of actually coming down and only being able to get small quantities when we're so used to being able to buy our fortnightly supplies and then go home. So some of the risks is really around not being able to buy as much if you're rural, isolated. We have whangaro and kahukura ariki as additional iwi within our response, and each iwi has its own approach. So for us, ours is directly to our marae, whanau are there, and there's a click and collect option, drive through. Te Rārawa working with their takiwā, each iwi has their own process at this stage, yeah. We're part of the Te Kaho o Tāone collective, which is the makeup of Taitokero iwi, and collectively we're working together, and that's really understanding the true need, and then through being able to identify what those needs and those gaps are that aren't being filled, we've been able to pitch up proposals to government around how might we approach this. So this is a classic example of testing and trialling what a B train looks like. So a direct source from Auckland that brings in supply that allows us real contactless distribution.